regulations of how we conduct our public hearings and how we want you to conduct yourselves. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by the county in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already made. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair also has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record's closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any email or other communications or conversations about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then the last thing, when you do come up to the podium, you'll see a microphone that looks just like this. You've seen us messing with those up here. We need to make sure that when you speak, there's a space bar looking thing at the base of the microphone. You hit that and the green icon there is on, and you'll know it's on also because there's a ring around the microphone at the top. And trust me, we'll remind you if it's not on. We need that to be on so that it goes on the recording, so that everybody in the room can hear it, and also so that it's broadcast on the internet. Thank you, Ms. Wingate.
Thank you, Mr.